Hey, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon for part two of... Actually, we might make this episode 34.
Or 33.5, just to be dicks. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
This I like 34, though, because it, you know, adds to the whole repertoire of SPAT-T, so...
This is our St. Paddy's Day special, part two. This is the video portion we talked about in the episode 33 that you should have downloaded by now.
We have some special announcements about the Grey Kangaroo, and also I guess this is the first for SPAT-T here. So we have the brand new version of the Grey Kangaroo. The 4.0 Black Grey Kangaroo.
That's right.
New, improved. We'll talk about that.
The old one was red. So...
Yes, there's a 3.0, the 3.5, and now we have the 4.0. More charcoal filter in there, pours better.
Pours faster, from what we've heard. We're going to
find out. We shall see. This is why we do it for you guys.
This is the first time that we've done this, actually.
We're testing this, Nick, so watch out.
Yeah, all you guys at Grey Kangaroo, we're testing it for you guys.
So what do we have?
Wow. We got scotch.
I hate fucking scotch.
I can deal with it. But this is imported straight from Scotland. It is 100% scotch whiskies.
Wait a minute.
What's up?
Any scotch that's named a scotch legally has to be distilled in Scotland.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It can be bottled anywhere on the planet, but it has to be distilled in Scotland to be called a scotch.
Well, there's something I want to bring up here as I read this
what,
label.
What, crap?
Well, no, it's from Glasgow, Scotland.
All right, yes.
Do you know who else is from there?
No.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Well, as far as his persona says, he...
Rowdy Roddy Piper, baby!
He's probably from...
Favorite wrestler of all
Cleveland.
Time. I think he's from, like, Iowa.
Yeah, whatever.
Go to the WrestlingMayhemShow.com. Talk to those guys. I'm sure they know.
But like I said, a scotch must be distilled at a Scottish distillery from water, malted barley, and, you know, other whole grains may be added, but they have to be processed and fermented in Scotland.
That sounds kind of like the purity laws for beer.
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of cool. I like that.
Is it like the Runhaskaboot?
Yeah, whatever. They ever pronounce that, I don't know.
I usually can't get that out. But
right.
But for those of you that have listened to episode 33, you know that we've already been drinking.
Yeah, well, I'm the habit of kicking the ass.
Yeah, we did a lot of Irish beers or Irish themed beers. We were doing shots of this rum that was, 160 proof.
Stroh 80, baby.
My throat is still burning.
Not for the week, trust me.
But you'll notice from the pictures from the episode that we are... We're still dressed, yeah, but this is the same night. We're doing the same time, so.
Back to back. This never works out real well for us, so you should enjoy it.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. And if you can't see, this is the SIDT logo back here.
Aww.
We don't have a green screen, so we can't do like all these fancy graphics and shit yet.
Yeah, we're cheap. Who cares?
We're working on that.
All right, so should I like de-virginize this and open it?
You should de-virginize it.
Normally what we do on the Grey Kangaroo Show...
Oh, there's
or shows,
crack.
If you will.
This is number 6 of our Grey Kangaroo, or number 5.
I'm good with
number
that. I have no fucking idea.
Number 5, I believe.
But what we normally do, we'll try a shot straight out of the bottle and see how that kills us, or we love it, whatever. And then we start to filter it to see how many filtrations it takes to actually become good scotch.
Because... You know, it's because we are scientists, we do have our shot glasses.
Yes.
That we will put the original shot in.
Irish green shot glasses. Don't know if you can see it from here. We'll shamrocks on it.
We'll wait until the very end to try this shot.
Yes.
So that we can compare the final or the early product with the final product. Science. Learn it through SIDT. Is it bad?
I don't like scotch, dude. When I smell that, I know it's scotch. It may smell good to scotch lovers. But to me, that smells like just scotch.
Is that a Courvoisier drinker?
Wow, and this is the cheapest scotch you can get. It's like $5.99 a fifth.
$5.99? I didn't know what you paid.
When we're doing Grey Kangaroo shows, we have to do the cheapest booze available. That's the whole point.
And in the state of Pennsylvania, apparently this is the cheapest we can get.
The Grey Kangaroo will take this cheap booze, hopefully, and turn it into a good scotch. So we'll see.
Now, one thing that we're starting here also is that we take the empty bottle from our previous show, which was the Crystal Palace Gin.
Horrific crap, but it turned out good. I liked it.
It turned out really good. It was very smooth.
It still tastes like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, it happens. It's the juniper and all that shit. So what we're going to do is we're taking the old deceased bottle and reviving it with the new.
It's a rebirth.
It's a good way to put it. All right, so you're getting started with your Grey Kangaroo, but you don't know exactly what to do because this is your first time.
Spoon?
What?
I have the answer.
What's that?
When you buy a brand new Grey Kangaroo, you get a cheat sheet.
Whoa.
Yeah, you like that?
Check that out.
It's got step one, step two, step three, and step four right there.
There you go.
Easy as shit.
But before you start, because this is for science, what you have to do is you have to pour a shot of the original.
Which I always regret when we do this crappy booze that I hate. So
there's the original. I will make this sample number one out there in the front.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
We got a court later. This is Exhibit A.
That's a good way to put it. So what you're going to want to do...
How's it smell? Like a blended scotch. That cheap blended scotch.
Yeah. Doesn't smell like the rum we had earlier.
Yeah, that actually might make this taste better, honestly.
Yeah, so what you're going to do is you have the Grey Kangaroo upright with the logo right here. So you can see it. What you want to do is you want to turn that upside down.
Key, that's key.
Because so you're unidirectional. It's going this
one
way.
Right.
And then you put your empty bottle on the top.
Crystal Palace Gin, rest in peace.
Yes. And then once you're done with that, then you just flip it.
See how that works, kids? Easy. Now it may take a second, but if you run water through it, originally, like they tell you on the instructions that I pointed out, you shouldn't have to do this. And you may get a little bit of charcoal color in your alcohol at first, like we've said before, but don't worry about it. It's just charcoal. I mean, if you want to like hide it from your guests, just pour some orange juice or whatever in there.
The other thing, too, is it might leak a little bit out the side.
Yeah, which is fine.
Which is, it's perfectly fine. You're not going to lose that much alcohol in it.
Even if it does, I mean, you could tweak it around your hand a little bit. You know,
The one thing you're going to notice, too, is with most whiskeys and scotches is the brown color that you see is actually impurities.
Yes.
So if it does start to turn clear, that's okay. It's supposed to do that.
Looks a little weird at first, but that's okay. It's still alcohol after all, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nice hat, by the way, Spencer.
I like that.
Love that.
St. Patty's Day.
You like mine?
That's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
I think you can go out on the south side of Pittsburgh and do some damage with that.
Right. That normally takes, what? 3 to 5 minutes, I would say,
through. And you will notice that you know it's working when you start to see the air bubbles going up.
Bubbles. And as long as there's air going through here, you're good. So
it's still filtering. It's filtering.
We're going to cut right back to you when this is done. And again, it takes like 3 to 5 minutes, so we won't put you through that pain. We'll be right back. Alright, so we don't want to put you through that pain of waiting. 3 to 5 minutes usually it takes for the first filtration. It may get a little faster second, third time around. But we're almost done here. The fifth is almost full again.
Still going. It's about right here. Working its way down.
We're almost there.
Now, you will lose a little bit of alcohol, but not much.
Yeah. It may spill at first, but all you have to do when it does spill a little bit, maybe pick it up or turn the Grey Kangaroo a little bit, get the seal a little better. That's all.
Yeah, you got to watch it because each bottle is actually designed differently, so it's not all of them are going to be a smell.
That does depend on the bottles that you use, and I highly recommend Grey Kangaroo does sell really cheap bottles that fit the Grey Kangaroo.
Inexpensive bottles.
Yes, inexpensive bottles.
Yes.
That, you know, they sell that actually fits the Grey Kangaroo really well, so...
Because the difference is going to be that these two bottles are actually slightly bigger in size.
Yeah, exactly. The mouths of the bottles are different. The design is different. So
so right now it looks like...
If that's the case, you will spill a little tiny bit, but don't worry about it.
So the way it looks, is it seems like you're losing a lot of alcohol.
You ain't losing
actually,
shit.
You're not. Yeah, you're not losing anything.
Right.
It's
about done.
Yeah, it's just that we have different size bottles, so... We are done.
We are done.
We're out of this one.
Again, that took... What, 3-4 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, Let me cut that out so we don't put you through the pain of that. But
well, yeah, why put you through the pain? There's no reason.
You want to watch us filter that and wait for it, what, 4 or 5 times?
No.
Yep.
We're here for you.
That's right, because we are here for the Great Gangrenous.
Yes. And like, he has a little, you know, table rag here, or a table Zamboni, as I like to call it. So when you pull it off of the bottle, it may drip a little bit
more.
Yeah,
you got to watch it. That's why I'm just being overly anal about my clean.
Don't worry about that. It's natural. Not a big deal.
So we got the...
We have the original here.
Yeah, the original.
Let's pour that. We'll do this one, and then...
Well, we save this one for the end so we can test the original and then the very end product. So we usually do about 3 or 4 to see it go through, but...
That'll work.
Yeah, shot glasses.
Yeah, we have shot glasses around our neck.
You want to try these?
Sure. Right. We're probably going to die of lead poisoning from China.
Yeah, it's because these are these are high quality products.
Yeah, right.
From our St. Patrick's Day.
All right, so this is filtration number one.
Number one.
Cheers. Oh, that was so gay.
Yeah. Right, cheers.
Cheers, babe.
That's not too bad. Not as much burn.
To me, that was typical scotch.
Yeah.
So, let's filter that motherfucker again.
Want to do it again?
Yes.
Let's do it again!
I wanted to get mellow. Oh. See, here's the thing, peeps. Personally, I love the Greg Kangaroo. It's worked so far so well for us. It's impressed a lot of people. But
always keep the label out.
Yes. With me and scotch, I think scotch tastes like shit no matter what. And I did say the same thing about gin on the last show. And I like the gin. And Christ, we were doing shots of it. But scotch is a different story for me. Scotch is scotch.
The other thing I want to bring up, too, is this actually has more of a golden color to it now. Whereas before, it was a darker brown.
Yes.
A darker hue.
A darker hue.
To it. Whereas now this is going hardcore. I mean, it's filling up pretty quick. So after you start filtering it a couple times, the Grey Kangaroo will actually start to go a little bit faster. So
it does. More you use it, I think the faster it goes.
Yeah, each time it's not going to end up being like 3 to 4 minutes. It could end up being a couple minutes.
Right.
So we're going to see how this goes.
And all you non-smokers, I don't give a shit on lighting up. So piss off. We're drinking straight scotch here. At least you can, give me a cigarette. I don't know if you can hear that on the video, but that just sounds cool. And I'm actually having a hard time swallowing that first shot, dude.
It's not bad.
Like I said, it wasn't bad. There's not much of a burn to it at all. I just don't like scotch. So
usually we do about 3 to 4
right.
Or 5 of these.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. And did you know, Spoon, that...
What's that?
It's going to be a scotch. It must be matured in oak-aged barrels for at least 3 years to be considered a scotch.
Really?
Yeah. Scotch facts.
Education.
For you. Education here at SAT. Yep.
You know who we have to get involved with this then? Is Mikey Wojciech. From PittsburghBloggers.com and also WearPittsburgh.com. Where he's a big scotch guy, so we might have to get him in here on a show to try.
I bet he don't drink fucking Clan MacGregor.
He probably,
he probably does.
He probably doesn't. Or he does and he doesn't admit it to us.
Right.
All right, so it's, there we go. It is just about done.
See, a little drippage there.
A little drippage.
Which is fine.
Because, it will leak out a little bit.
Well, when you pull it off a bottle, it's, there's a charcoal filter in there, so it still has to filter through a little bit. So you're going to lose a little bit.
But not much.
Yeah.
And we still have a good amount of this bottle.
It's a painless loss, trust me.
Yes.
It's not even...
We should go to this again.
Sure. We are stupid doing it. Let's do it again.
We got these glasses, but fuck them.
Yeah, these are cooler. They're portable shot glasses. Very convenient. Just want to tell if it looks stupid.
Mine's overfull. There you go.
All right, this is filtration number what?
2.
There you go.
Deuce.
So I usually lose count, so I have to keep track the whole way through this.
Be careful there. Oh, so
oh, all right. Oh, look at that.
Hey, cheers anyways.
Cheers.
I don't care.
Now that's gay. We won't do that.
Cheers.
Cheers, peeps. I didn't get as much burn on that one.
No. It's definitely a lot smoother.
That was smoother. Filtration number two has an effect.
There's like a weird ring of
like. I know, dude. I'm trying to. I'm like, is that the lead paint in this Chinese fucking glass, or is that it? Yeah.
It's just a reflection. It's all good.
I probably wouldn't recommend drinking out of these because you probably get lead poisoning or some shit. But
we're doing this for science for you.
Lead. It actually wasn't bad. That was actually smoother. I will say that was smoother. What do you get?
That's not bad. I'm actually starting to dig this.
Let's go for number three, bitch.
Want to go for number three?
Yes.
I want to wipe this off here so I don't get too much up.
They're waiting.
Well, yeah. You listened to episode 33. This is 34.
Right.
We're going back to back on this.
All right. So we can't edit this, so I don't really have to wait that long.
Yeah, that's true, too. All right. So we're going to go for the next one here.
Do you want another scotch pack?
Sure, I don't know shit about scotch.
So scotch may not be bottled at less than 40% alcohol by volume. Legally.
Really?
Yes.
There you go.
That's a fact.
Not only are we the beer guys, we're giving you alcohol information.
On another note, similar to that, it must be distilled to an alcoholic strength of less than 94.8% by volume, just so it retains the flavor of the raw materials used in production. So, there's a geek fact for you, too.
So, you're all set? Label out. Up here it doesn't really matter. But you have the gray kangaroo. The guy's actually facing down, so you're all set to go.
Make sure this is unidirectional, so you got to make sure you pour it right
way.
Make
sure you have a good handle on your bottle.
Especially if they're two different size bottlenecks.
Like this.
Yeah. It'll be rocky.
The thing to keep in mind.
You probably could like turn it around and let it go, but I wouldn't recommend it. Do what Spoon's doing right now. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, look at that go. Oh, that's going fast.
I see, it's flying now. But, again, we're not going to put you through that pain of filtration, so we'll be right back until this is full. All right, so we're back. We got filtration number three.
Number three.
See, I'm keeping track now. I'm on three.
And it's not really leaking either, so you're good to go.
We're good to go.
I think we're pretty much done with this.
You get that thing apart so I can have a shot, Spoon. What are you waiting for?
I want to make sure all of it's out this time.
And again, like we said, this will be our next empty bottle.
For the next show.
Actually, now we have two. So you can stock up.
Always keep an extra empty bottle on hand.
Yeah, you must.
There you go.
Or, you know, buy one from Greg Kangaroo. I'm feeling like $5 or $6. But now that I'm thinking about it, Spoon, there's a special offer from Grand Kangaroo right now.
What's that?
Not through SIDT, but you should buy one through SIDT.
Definitely buy one through us, through our website. Go to shouldidrinkthat.com, click on the little banner, or the chick?
Yeah, the hot girl of the Grand Kangaroo.
Yeah, man. That. Go to that.
That helps us out a lot, so we do appreciate it if you do want one.
For every 50 that we sell, we get a bag of smokes.
Yeah, like a carton. But here's what I was getting at, Spoon.
So,
they just started this. For $49.99, you get one Grey Kangaroo, one filter, which is normally $39.99.
Right.
But now, here's the catch. You get free refill filters for life.
Say it ain't so!
It's so. You send them back your used filter when you think it's spent. They will recycle it, recondition it, and send it back to you for free. I think you maybe pay $2 in postage.
You know what's happening.
Which is a great deal. Even if you're bitching about the postage, before, if you bought the filter alone, it cost you $20. Now you're getting a brand new filter for $2 or $3. It's a great deal.
You know what? If you ever wanted an infomercial on alcohol, this is it.
This is it.
George Foreman, fuck you!
And
like, you ain't got nothing on us!
Yeah. And like I've said before...
Or showed up!
Yeah. Should rest in peace. If you do not believe in the Great Kangaroo once you buy it and try it, Sick Puppy will buy it back from you.
What?
I will. I believe in this product so much.
Oh my god.
If this you don't think it works, commercial. You're full of shit. I guarantee it. This thing works like you would not believe.
And don't try to
I believe in it that much. That's how much I believe in the product.
Don't try to be a cheap ass either and just like.
Yeah, that ain't gonna fly. If you filter it once and don't believe in it, fuck you.
Because you're doing it for a party or, you know, right. You get through like 45 filters and you know you have 50 and you got.
I know you're taking advantage of me, so trust me.
He's been taking advantage of a lot.
Yeah.
<laughs> <laughs>
Okay, we'll leave that for another show.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Fuck. All right, so what are we doing?
Let's do another shot.
All right. Dude. You can almost do a here. Shot with this upside down. There's a big hole down there.
Oh, shit, there is, isn't there?
Did you do it upside down?
No, but
oh, that is funny as hell. I think there's as much room in the bottom of this shot glass as at the top.
Well, do your shot.
I digress, yeah.
Great Kangaroo, it's a good time.
What filter is this?
4.
You sure?
Yeah. We got one more to go.
Rewind the tape. Well, we usually have one more to go, but if we still feel like drinking, what the hell? We'll push it to the limit for you.
That's for the after party.
Cheers, let's be gay. That's so pathetic, isn't it?
Wow. Holy shit.
Dude.
It's like water. Almost. Well, it's smooth as water.
I got your water comment until I took a second gulp, and I got the scotch. But that's way smoother still.
Scotch on the rocks. Holy shit.
And
I like that.
You got to think, too. I mean, who the hell does shots of the shit that we try with the Great Kangaroo over and over?
Apparently, people that are watching this video.
Yeah. Oh, you should, wow. If you're our boys and girls. But here's the thing. I mean, we filtered this 4 or 5 times. If you're doing mixed drinks, you should only filter this probably...
No, you shouldn't even be doing mixed drinks.
Once scotch. Or twice or 3 times at the most.
Yeah. But for the fact of science, we're going to do it one more time.
Just one more? That's it?
One more, 5. That's the maximum. All right.
You're gone.
So we're going to do this one more time.
I didn't even know that.
Well...
I'm cool with that.
After 5, that's what I'm saying. After 5, there's not really a point to do this. So what
I
we're
think
gonna
our
do
fans
is,
want to do it. Want us to do it 6 times.
We'll do it one more time, and then we're gonna do a shot of the final product.
Yeah, the
in
original.
The bottle.
All right,
and then
do that.
The original. All right. Yeah. See. Right. So as always,
if you want us to filter this shit more than what we say, email us. We'll do it for you because we're here to test this for you.
In fact, if you have something you would like us to try to filter,
exactly,
let us know. Because if it's shit, we're gonna freaking tell you.
Yeah, we are honest about this product. I mean,
I didn't believe it at first. I got this as a bachelor party gift from Mr. Sick Puppy over here,
and I did it as a joke because I didn't think this fucking thing would work.
But it does.
But we've been using it ever since, man. It's incredible. It really is. I mean, I have nothing bad to say about this product. Until you guys see me on a show going, oh fuck, this liquor, this crap still. This thing works. It really, really does.
It's flying up.
And I think I've said it before, this does also lessen your hangover.
See, the nice thing that I do like about this is, with the previous models, I had the original 3.0, and then he did have the 3.5. This goes a lot faster.
I'm glad you brought that up, Spoon.
Why?
If you, the listeners, want a free Great Kangaroo, not this one. This motherfucker's Sick Puppies. But we have 3 versions of it. We have the 3.0, the 3.5, and the 4.0. And I think we've used the 3.0, what, 5 times?
Well, I use that for a lot of... The 3.0 is the one that I originally had.
Right.
And I use that quite a few times. It's probably been used for about 7 bottles of liquor.
Okay, 7 bottles of liquor.
I drink it at home.
These filters are good for 50 or more. Actually, the 4.0 is actually more than that. They say 50, but you can do more. But the 3.0 is rated for 50 filtrations. That's 1 spin. So if any of our listeners out there want a free gay crank... Gay, I said gay. Gray Kangaroo.
Free
Gray Kangaroo. Well, it's hard to say. I've been doing 2 shows.
Well, you know what? After we did a beer show, right. We're doing this.
But here's the deal. It may not be the new one, But we are giving away the original Grey Kangaroo with about 7 filters on it.
For my bachelor party?
Yes. I'm giving you the 3.5. Shut up. I'm keeping the 4.0. That's mine.
We'll autograph it for you.
Okay.
But here's what you have to do. Go to shouldidrinkthat.com under the About Us, Contact Us section.
Do you want to do the first person to reply, or should we ask questions, or should we dickheads, or what?
You can ask questions if you want.
Let's make it easy. The first person to see this show and want the original Grey Kangaroo 3.0, the first person to reply to us with your name and shipping address, gets
and it. Why you deserve it.
Why you deserve it. There you go. Why you deserve it. That's a great idea, dude. Great idea. And it can't be like one or two sentences, man. You gotta like spill it out why you deserve the slightly used GK3.
Hell, you're getting it for free. We're paying for shipping.
Exactly.
Fuck it.
No, I'm not paying for shipping. He is.
I'll pay for shipping.
Say, there you go. Well, that was easy.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so we're at the final one. All right, should we have the original? Give your other glass.
There you go. Gonna do this and then that?
We will do this one.
One more necklace shot. Sorry, I had a little leftover in there. It's just so dainty, it's weird. Alright, I'm good. Filtration number?
Whatever.
I've lost count.
It's all good.
Cheers, Peach. This is the last filtration, then we're gonna compare this one to the original shot, correct? What do you think? Is that worse?
No,
he had that look of despair on his face, so I'm concerned now.
No, because you said we're going to be doing the next one.
Oh. Yeah, the original shot's always the worst.
So there you go.
What do you think of that one?
That was nice. That was nice and smooth. I dig that.
It still smells the same to me, which is fine. Let's see how it tastes.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's beautiful. Smooth.
Awesome.
Smooth scotch. Smooth $5.99 scotch.
Now, I'm not a big scotch drinker, so I'd say...
I'm not. I hate scotch.
But you know what?
Scotch.
If you want to be like, you know, you're having a party, you got a bunch of the hoochies over, a bunch of the girls over, you're like, oh, yes, I'm drinking a little scotch. Ho, ho, ho. This is the shit to get. Right here. You get the $5.99, you get this shit right here. It purifies your alcohol. It takes the stink out of your drink, and it takes away the hangover.
And again, now
we're good to go.
For an extra $10, $49.99, it may sound like a lot, but that thing will pay for itself when you buy the cheap booze. Trust me, it works. And again, I have that guarantee. If you filter and filter and filter and still think it's bullshit, I'll buy it back from you. I will.
I'm not buying it back.
I believe this in this product so much. I will. But there's some stipulations. I'm not going to be addicting. You filter it once and I give you money. Uh-huh.
All right, so we have
that's up to my discretion.
We have the original one left to use.
Yeah.
Do we want to do out of this, or do you want to do out of the other nice ones that we have?
Oh. Yeah, let's do that. We're going to get our special St. Paddy's Day shot glasses. Be right back. This is the original shot of Clan MacGregor. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
I'm probably going to hate this piece a bit.
Oh. That's disgusting.
That's the burn factor. Even the... If it doesn't taste any different, the burn factor goes away. That... you know...
What the hell are you doing?
Eat my thought, lad.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It's gonna hurt when I poop. Glass hurts.
Ain't the fucking shot glass.
Yeah.
So, from a very disturbed and bleeding episode 34, shouldidrinkthat.com beer and Grey Kangaroo reviews.
Don't bite shot glasses.
I'm like, dude, you're fucking bleeding. I know. Shit.
Shut up.
He's bleeding.
I think it's now time to go.
He's now the bleeding sick puppy. I am the most reverend Father Spoon.
I got it. I'm good. No, I'm not.
Don't try this at home.
Great Kangaroo rocks. Just don't eat your fucking glass shot glass.
Dude, that's gonna hurt, man.
No shit.
Should I drink that Dr. Tom beer review?
Talk us out of this, though.
Well, even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to.
We bleed so you don't have to.
Sick Puppy, the most reverend Father Spoon, signing out. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I gotta call medic.
Bitches!
Dick Hanna, where are you?
Holy shit. We gotta get a medic in here.